You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Alice List today, but not guest list. Oh, we've lost the plot already. Speaking of the Hollywood, we are chatting this morning about very exciting live theatre that is coming to the Hollywood Avondale, Silo's Night at the Living Theatre. We've got Jack and Isla in the studio. Kia ora kōrua, how are you both this morning?
Kia ora, I'm good, how are you?
Good.
Hello.
This is a very cool project that you've been working on. Beautiful space to be performing it. Tell us what people can expect if they're coming along.
Well, you will expect a lot of, first and foremost, zombies.
Nice, great start.
A lot of zombies and a lot of cool sound effects. And basically just, you're watching a film, but think about, you go to the cinemas, but instead of that, it's going to be like that experience times 10.
So Night of the Living Dead is the movie, yes, and you two are doing all of the sound. So that's the foley, that's the music, that's the character voices, it's everything.
Correct, yeah. So it's a concept created by Leon Radojkovic, who's a composer, and he's done it a couple of times with different movies. This is sort of the most ambitious one he's done, where there's only two people doing everything.
There's a lot of zombies in that film.
Heaps of them.
There are.
Yeah, so he takes these sort of like amazing, like, I guess you'd lovingly call them B movies that he loves and aims to sort of elevate them. So one of the things about Night of the Living Dead is that it never had an original score composed for it. It was all just sort of open source, royalty free stuff, because it had no budget.
That's so interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so Leon then takes that score away and composes his own one for it. And he's made this sort of like industrial synth, really frightening score. It's so cool, and it sounds amazing in the Hollywood.
Oh, that's so exciting. And so how do you even approach something like this from a performer's perspective? Do you have a music background? Do you got a theatre background? Where do you guys come into this?
Yeah, we both have acting and music backgrounds. So I think that's perfect in the sense, being able to bring those two art forms together. But with that, there's a lot of like multitasking, quadruple tasking. Yeah, it's so much fun, but it's a lot of focus that is required. Yeah.
So when you're rehearsing this, what does that process look like? I mean, I presume it starts with watching the film quite a few times.
Many times. So yeah, like the work we have to do at home is like basically learn all the lines, and then not only that, but learn how to do them in time with the film. So learn the characters' speech patterns, learn the rhythms, learn the timing, and then also learn all the music. And then in the rehearsal room, it's sort of a process of like, do just the dialogue, do just the music, do just the foley, try and put them all together, fail spectacularly, try again.
Just keep drilling.
Yeah, and we sort of, they set out with like the schedule, knowing that to keep to our schedule, we needed to get through like 6 minutes of film every day of rehearsal, which doesn't sound like a lot, but you can fit a lot of stuff into 6 minutes of film.
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, if you think about how much goes into a 20-minute episode of television even, That's not a lot of time to fit in so much stuff. As performers, it must be quite an exhausting process. How do you keep the momentum up for the whole course of a feature-length film?
I think a big part of this, a project like this, is the preparation you do at home.
Yeah.
In order for things to go at a good pace within the rehearsal room, you have to come prepared.
Totally.
You have to know your music and your lines. But that goes with any kind of theatre show anyway. You always have to be prepared. But because there are so many elements, you have to keep on top of it.
Yes.
But I'm going to admit, obviously, at first it was super overwhelming. We're like, how are we going to do this? But the more you drill, the more you know the film, the more you know your stuff.
Totally.
It just flows.
Oh, amazing.
And also, Silo has a very good coffee sponsorship. And I've been told by the director that we've gone through more coffee than any rehearsal process
like
ever before.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not hugely surprised to hear that, I have to say. You need a slightly caffeinated buzz to get through, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So with the process of what people are actually going to see, how do you set it up? What's the stage actually look like? Because I know where the screen is at the Hollywood, but where's the rest of everything?
So basically, if you know the screen at the Hollywood, then basically we've got two little stations just either side of the screen.
Okay.
And there's about maybe 2 meters of stage in front of the screen. So Isla and I are set up each in our little station, which has our instruments and all the sort of Foley nonsense we need around us. Mm. And we mainly stay there, but we do move around the stage a bit to
cool.
get to things that we need. So we're sort of flanking the screen.
Cool. Mm. Awesome. Speaking of Foley nonsense, one of those things that is like such an incredible art form in and of itself. Did either of you have any experience with Foley before this?
Nah, first time.
So how do you approach that? Because, you know, I'm sure everybody's seen a YouTube video of someone like, you know, twisting a cabbage to make a certain sound effect or whatever. Yeah. How do you approach Foley? Did you have someone like come in and do some training with you for that? Or has it been a process of trial and error?
So our very, very talented composer is also the Foley artist.
Uh-huh.
So we've been able to have, I guess, two in one. So he's been able to help us through that. And just it's been really cool for me to just learn about that because it's the first time and I'm like, what? Yeah. This sound makes that? But
yes.
It's so simple.
Yeah.
But you would have never thought. It's never as complicated as we think it is.
Yeah. We actually, we were working on this show 2 years ago when the big Auckland lockdown happened and we were sort of halfway through the rehearsal process then.
Mm.
So with a lot of the Foley, we'd sort of already decided or figured out how to make the sounds
right.
in that process. And now that, so it did speed up things a little bit for us this time, mm. where we just go, cool, we're going to use cabbage there and this bit is going to be whacking a thing with a tire iron. And
yep.
Yeah. But yeah, we're very lucky to have Leon and a couple of his past collaborators who had careers in Foley, which sort of taught him a bit of the ropes.
Oh, there's a fantasy world in which that's what I do for the rest of my life, is just sit in a room and make noises. It would be so much fun. I think this is going to be a really special piece of theatre to go and see, piece of film, piece of music. It's a very multidisciplinary, in the truest sense, show that you've got going on. When do you guys open?
Friday night is the official opening night. We've got a preview on Thursday night, which I think has a few tickets left, and they are a bit cheaper than the regular season. So come to that one. And then I think we run until Sunday the 12th.
Very exciting. Well, I hope you both have heaps of fun performing. And if anyone's listening and thinks this sounds absolutely like a bit of them, we've got a couple of double passes to give away to a night of your choosing, which is very nice. Wow. You can pick what suits your calendar best. So text us now with your name, your B card number, and you can put Silo in the message this morning. Thank you both so much for coming in. Break a leg.
Thanks for having us.
We'll see you at the Hollywood Avondale.
Thanks so much.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.